Calling all sports fans, there's only one place to go to get all your sports news, information, radio shows, sports talk, anything that you want to do, that's RFSN, the Real Fan Sports Network. Log on to realfansportsnetwork.com to hear shows from across the country. And of course, make sure you can hear this show on the Real Fan Sports Network. Go to TuneIn Radio on the TuneIn Radio app and search for RFSN to get sports talk 24/7 from a fan's perspective. That's the Real Fan Sports Network. Real Fan Sports Network.
And welcome everyone to a special edition of The Late Shift. My name is Rodney Fisher, your host, here with my co-host Royce Fisher, live again from the AT&T Center here in San Antonio for game two of the Mavericks versus Spurs. And the Mavs tonight even things up 1-1. Big win, 113-92. They've lost 10 games in a row to the Spurs until tonight. And Royce, it was June 12th, 2011. When they won a championship, and also the last time they won a playoff game. What happened tonight?
Well, I think they woke a sleeping giant tonight. The Mavericks played an excellent game. I mean, they seven turnovers, a season low. They dominated the paint, which they were dominated on last game by 20 points. And all phases of the game, they played well. Rebounding, shooting, everybody contributed. So it was a great performance for Dallas, and they had to win this game.
You know, you can easily make the argument that if they would have held their lead in game one, they could go home 2-0. But this dominant performance of the Spurs tonight, and you mentioned it, they pretty much beat them on all phases of the game. They came out kind of slow again. Dirk was 0-for-6 until he started hitting some points. But once they started getting into the groove of things, they were able to come back in the first quarter and did not release that lead at all for the rest of the game.
And, you know, we talked about this on the way to the game. I had a feeling the Mavericks was going to win. But to dominate the way they did, I think this gives them confidence. They not only wanted to tie the series up, I think they're looking ahead at actually winning the series, taking the Spurs out. So,
a little bittersweet day today for the Spurs when you have your head coach, Greg Popovich, named the Coach of the Year, the third time he's been Coach of the Year, and they get a loss tonight and have to go back to Dallas now tied 1-1. Let's go to Greg Popovich to hear his comments real fast on what he had to say about tonight's game.
In the first two games, players that you counted on all season long to come through haven't shown up in these two games. What do you tell them at this point?
Well, I don't know who you're referring to, but Dallas, you know, they played a great game. They played with the offensive game with great execution. We didn't guard well. It really showed up in the guard play with the three guards. They really hurt us. So our defense, it's a bad combination. They're not playing good defense at one end and give the ball up at the other end and not shoot free throws very well either. I don't think we did. I don't know what the final free throw thing was, but I think that was poor also, if I remember. But that's a bad combination at both ends of the floor. That means you get your butt kicked.
And that was Greg Popovich, the head coach of the San Antonio Spurs, the coach of the year for the 2013-14 season. We also got to hear from Rick Carlisle as well. And Royce, I want to ask you about the game plan they came in with. We noticed them going to the line a lot. Do you think that was part of the strategy? Because the Spurs were terrible from the free throw line. They only hit 18 of 29 from the free throw line, but that was mostly late in the game when they turned it around. Well, the beginning of the game, they really didn't shoot that well.
No, they absolutely right, and that really was bad for the Spurs. But Dallas, I mean, it was a real physical game. It was a lot of pushing and shoving, a lot of fouls. Dirk got a technical tonight. Of course, he was complaining to the referee about the fouls. But what I saw was a real physical game, and next game's going to probably be even more physical because these teams don't like each other. You can tell that much. And it's going to be a tough physical series. The whole series between the Spurs and the Mavs.
What do you think about the defensive game plan that Rick put together? You know, we've heard a couple of players talk about it, but tonight we really saw that game plan in action where they were really running the guys off the three-point line so they wouldn't hit so many shots. They're still holding Danny Green right now to single digits. He had 6 tonight, 0 in game one. What did you think about Carlisle's plan on defense?
I thought he did a great job. You know, he had Sean Marion stick Tony Parker for a while. I thought Monte Ellis did a great job on Kawhi Leonard. And overall, even Dalibur had a great game. You know, he's usually Mr. Empty Hands. He had a couple of block shots. He was very aggressive on the board. And I thought they came to play tonight, and they had to win the battle of the boards. Ben, I scored in the paint last game by 20 points, so I thought they did an excellent job of protecting the paint, protecting the rim, and also getting the rebound.
Taking a look at the stat sheet tonight, just looking inside the numbers, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Mavericks in double figures. Sean Marion with 20 points tonight. Dirk Nowitzki with 16. They still get the win. Monte Ellis with 21. Big night for him tonight. And then Jose Calderon with 12 points. Devin Harris with 18. Both Calderon and Harris had a great night. Harris had a great night in game one.
Absolutely. And they needed it tonight because the big three only scored 32 points last game. I think it was 11 from Dirk, 11 from Monte Ellis. And they needed scoring from these guys tonight. But when you get 18, 20 points from Sean Marion, I mean, with his defense, that really is a big boost for this team.
Yeah, I would agree with that 100%. You look at, we talk about the defense that Carlisle put on the floor. Look at what they did to the Spurs. Kawhi Leonard, a guy that they really rely on to hit threes and play defense and be a spark plug, only had 6 points tonight. Tim Duncan, only 11 points. Tiago Splitter, 6 points. Danny Green, 6 points. Tony Parker, 12. And they did a good job with their starting five.
Absolutely. And, you know, that, of course, now Ginobili got 27 points. But you can live with that, you know, if you can keep the guys like Danny Green and Leonard, like you said earlier, to single-digit scoring. I mean, it's hard to protect these Spurs. Somebody's going to get their points. But they did an excellent job tonight of keeping it down to just one player. So big difference.
Let's go take a quick listen to Rick Carlisle, his post-game comments right here on the Late Shift.
Great. And, you know, I knew I was going to play him at some point in the game. I wasn't sure if he would be the first big guy in or not. But the way it worked out with early fouls on Wright, he got in early. And, you know, he had an impact. He had a physical impact. You know, he was on the boards. He was getting deflections, you know. And that's the only way we're going to win this series against a team like this is having guys playing, you know, completely at full capacity. And he did, and he gave us a huge lift. You know, I'm not that concerned about shooting percentages. I, you know, over the long haul, great players are going to shoot the ball well. We just need to keep concentrating on the details defensively. We got to keep our energy up. We got to understand that, you know, they got a lot of great players that are very capable of making one or two plays at any time to turn the momentum of a game. And when that happens, we've got to play through some difficult stretches. And we did a great job of it tonight. And it was a great bounce back from the first game.
That was Mavs head coach Rick Carlisle. You mentioned Ginobili having 27 points tonight. He was 9 of 12 from the field, 5 for 6 from the three-point line. And he looked like vintage Manu Ginobili tonight, hitting shots the way he did, creating havoc, and even flopping a little bit, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, he got away with one tonight. But Ginobili played a great game. I mean, he was the only one that was really consistent for the Spurs tonight. They didn't get much out of anybody else.
Let's go listen to what Ginobili had to say after tonight's game.
They beat us in every aspect of the game. They play harder. Our defense was kind of soft, not as aggressive as theirs, which I'm all over 20 plus times, and that never helped. So yeah, it was a really bad combination of poor defense and turnovers.
Did it surprise you that that the team came out now and sort of let Dallas set the aggression?
Mm-hmm. Not that I don't expect them to play hard or, you know, they are a tough opponent. We knew that even before game one. But having such a poor performance in the playoffs really bothers me. So we're going to have definitely to play much, much better to have a chance in Dallas. So, pretty disappointed the way we played.
That was Manu Ginobili of the San Antonio Spurs, 27 points tonight, but in a losing effort. Again, the Mavericks even the series. They win game two, 113-92, on the road, in the playoffs. And we talked a little bit about the defense earlier. You heard the coaches, Rick Carlisle, talking about that as well. I had a chance to go talk to Sammy Dallenberg in the locker room about defense. You know, anytime you can create 22 turnovers for the Spurs, you're doing something right.
Absolutely. And to dominate points in the paint, second chance points, fast break points, and to limit them, that's something that the Spurs do very well. But to take them out of their game and limit them to very little in all three of these phases of the game, and that's great defense.
Well, I got a chance to talk to Sammy Dallenberg. Let's go to that quick interview inside the locker room. We talked about the defense. And about going back to Dallas at 1-1. Tell me a little bit how this defensively, how you've been playing Duncan and Tiago Splitta down low, having that assignment, you know, for these first two games of the series.
We watched the first game. He came back in the second half after he got hurt. He really come out there, and he really came tremendous for them in the first game. So, you know, I didn't want to continue. I played in the same way I played in the first game in the first quarter, and try to not let him come back in the second half, make everything tougher for him, and have the other guys stepping up. So, he seemed to work for us.
I noticed tonight too that you guys, well, Dirk specifically, got a little frustrated with some of the officiating, where the calls have been going in this particular game. Is it something that you guys are aware of, or are you just trying to block it out?
I don't worry about the officials. You know, they're going to do their best out there, and then we just have to go out there and play our basketball and focus on what we can control.
Now, you guys going back to Dallas 1-1. I mean, is that a good, best-case scenario for you guys?
It is a great, good scenario for us, you know. And so we go home and then try to take care of our home court advantage, you know. And I mean, try to take care of our home court, so, you know, we come back here and hopefully finish it here.
Welcome back, everyone. And also in that Mavs locker room, Royce, I got a chance to talk to Devin Harris as well.
Great performance out of him tonight.
About what he's been able to do. Of course, tonight he had 18 points, big game in game one as well. Let's go to a quick interview with Devin Harris inside the Mavericks locker room. During the first game, Coach Popovich talked about how they wanted to key in on you a little bit. You still had a good game tonight. Are you seeing something differently out there? The quarters make you so aggressive, or
just reading the defense, and you know, knowing when the shot is there, knowing when to be aggressive, knowing when to get my teammates involved. But it's basically just reading how they're playing our pick and rolls, and kind of taking it from there.
And defensively, you guys were able to put them on a free throw line a lot tonight. Was that somewhat of a strategy?
Something that we do not want to do. We do not want to put them on a free throw line. We want to limit their threes and free throw opportunities, but. Obviously, they're a good team. They're a veteran team, and you know, they know how to work it.
If you look at going back to Dallas, they're 1-1. I mean, would you consider this trip to be somewhat of a success?
Always. When you're starting off on the road, you try to steal one. That's if you get two, great. If you get one, it's still a successful road trip.
Thanks, man. Welcome back, everyone, to the Late Shift here courtside at the AT&T Center here in San Antonio for Game 2. Again, the Mavericks even up the series. Monte Ellis, let's talk about him real quick. We knew he had to be that Robin to the Batman of Dirk, but tonight he played an awesome game tonight. 21 points tonight, 8 for 20. A little bit better shooting he did last time, only 1 for 4 from the three-point line. But he was creating some havoc, driving down low, and this is his first win as a Maverick in the playoffs.
And absolutely great performance. You know, all year Carlisle talked about how fast this guy. He's able to be the fastest guy you've ever seen. He's starting to make me a believer because this guy is so quick to the hole. I mean, he's hard to stop. But and then Dirk realized tonight, and I think the team realized tonight, it doesn't all have to be on Dirk's shoulders. Anytime you can get 5-6 guys in double figures, that really takes a lot of weight off Dirk. He doesn't have to carry the load. And to see balance scoring among the team, it's got to be great.
I think one of the biggest plays I saw from Monte tonight was when he rushed back on defense, sprinted down the court, got in front of the guard to get that charge. I think that was on Parker,
right,
to get
Parker.
That charge. That was one of the biggest hustle plays I've seen tonight.
And he did that all night tonight, on both ends on the phone, the offensive end and the defensive end. He led the charge on fast breaks. Yeah, I mean, he took charges. He did an excellent game tonight. He did in all phases of the game, offensive and defensive.
Let's go real quick to Monte Ellis and his post-game comments here in San Antonio.
Trust that the help was going to be there. We locked into the game plan that we had, and they made some careless turnovers, and that was good for us. But we came back on the other end and converted, And like I said, we played as a team. We stuck it throughout the storm, the course, and then we came out with the win tonight. The biggest thing is not giving open shots, make them make contested shots. I think, he's so good in both ends of the court. He can hurt you in so many ways of, shooting the three-pointer, driving, offensive rebound. But, I just think that we was locked in as a team. We've been playing team defense. We were locked into the system that we came into the series with, and that's run them out the three-point line and make them take tough twos.
Montaya, obviously the natural feeling is to say if not for the last 7 minutes of game one, you guys might be up 2-0 right now. But how do you keep this momentum going when you go home now?
Play like we down. We got to go back home, front our home crowd, but we can't let it. We got to, stay the course. The game, the series is not over. We got to take it game by game. When we go home, we got to stick with the same game plan, trust that it worked, and hopefully we can hit some shots and come out with a win.
All right, and of course we got to hear from Dirk Nowitzki as well. Dirk didn't have his best night. He hadn't had that breakout game in the series, but I thought Dirk was very, very good tonight in his hustle play. He got a little frustrated with some of the calls. You could tell that, got the technical foul, but I thought he still motivated his team to a win.
Well, you can tell from the get-go the plan for the Spurs was not to let Dirk get off. And, they were all over the hands, fouls, pushing, shoving, a little bit of everything. And Dirk got a technical on him because he was complaining to the refs about it. But having said that, Dirk hit shots when it counted. And that's the main thing. He started out slow, but when they got the lead and kept the lead, it was called the Dirk shooting. So he kept shooting away. He didn't start out too great, but he ended up finishing the game with 16 points, but it was a good 16 points.
Let's go live to Dirk Nowitzki, who is talking right now in the post-game press conference about tonight's win and going back to Dallas 1-1.
All season, I think sometimes we let up a little bit. We don't compete all the way, and that's when we get in trouble. But, if we play the possession hard on both ends of the floor and compete on offense, because they're very good on defense, you have to do everything hard. You have to cut hard. You have to screen hard. You got to roll hard, suck in some of the defense. And so, I like our intensity right now. It's a little dangerous going home. I think we've been actually a decent road game all year, road team all year. But at home, we haven't figured it out yet. I think we lost some big games over the last couple months, and we just can't take the foot off the gas. We got to keep compete the same way, and then I like our chances going home.
Dirk, does this Spurs team feel familiar to you at all, or is it a completely new team from the ones you've dealt with before?
Well, the big three is there, obviously. They've been there for the last 30 years. They're great. Duncan's still great in there. Ginobili looked like the most fixed Ginobili to me today. Just made every shot. Played awesome, and Antoni's so fast and tough off the pick and roll, and so quick in the open court. So, our goal is to get back in transition. I think that's and kind of force them to play against our half court defense. And we've been doing a good job the first two games. And what helps is not turning the ball over. I think we only had 7 or 8 turnovers tonight. That's phenomenal for us. That means we're going to get a good look in and get a good look up, and then we can get back and set our defense. So hopefully we can do the same thing in game three at home.
Dirk, how much have the schematic wrinkles that Rick and staff have come up with defensively had to do with your success, slowing down a Spurs team that's been lighting you guys up for a long time?
The three-point shots, like I mentioned after game one, we're just a killer in those four meetings in the regular season. you know, I thought we competed okay even on some of those occasions, but just, you know, get back slow, boom, three ball. Wrong coverage mistake, boom, three ball. So I just think we'll do a better job in transition right now and find, locate and find their shooters.
Hey, Dirk.
All right, we're back here courtside, everyone, in the AT&T Center. They're right now picking up everything, getting everything kind of broken down. We are going to be coming back to San Antonio. I think that's the biggest news tonight because the Mavericks get the win. Again, 113-92, even the series 1-1. Let's talk a little bit about what's going to happen in Game 3. What kind of team do you expect to see from the Mavericks? You heard Dirk in his post-game press conference talk about he wishes he could have played the game here, the way they were focused, the way they're ready to play, because he knows how his team has kind of dropped the ball when they go back home to play. But what are your expectations for Game 3?
Well, I expected the Spurs would come with a whole different game plan, and they'll come ready to play. They know how important it is to win on the other team's court. But I look for the hometown crowd to really be behind the Mavs. I look for them to play very well in front of the home crowd. And we'll see. Just keep this momentum going from this game until the next game when you go home.
Well, we will see. Game 3 will be coming up. We'll be live from there as well, too, so stay tuned. Make sure you can follow us online at TheRealFansportsNetwork.com. That's RealFansportsNetwork.com. Or follow us on Twitter at RF Sports Radio. Go to iTunes where you can download all of our podcasts on iTunes. Just search for RF Sports Radio. Again, for myself, Rodney Fisher, and Royce Fisher, we'll see you guys courtside in your arena pretty soon.
And good night from San Antonio.